9 of the 54 efficiency-style apartments at the Vanity Fair space at the Coalition received heating and air units this week. The units that were picked were ones with heating and air units that currently have to be held together with a mix of different parts. The units came from Honeywell, a corporation specializing in technologies that include heating and air conditioning units. Bob Hansen is executive director of the Homeless Coalition.
This complex was built and renovated in 1992, and just maintaining it through the years is difficult. We're a small nonprofit, so we're living day to day. So this is just a big boost for us because the people that live here deserve the best living conditions, and that's what we're striving for.
Volunteers from Honeywell from all over the region came together to put in the 9 units. They uninstalled the older units. They then cleaned up. And then they installed the new single heating and air units in each of the 9 residents that were deemed to be the worst at the facility. Alexis Jewell is a resident at the facility.
My air conditioner and heater has not been working, so I have had cold air in the winter and hot air in the summer, and so it's greatly appreciated that the Honeywell Corporation has done this. It means a lot.
Jewel and the other residents are thankful for these units, especially since this winter has already seen dipping temperatures. Jewel has had a tough time since Hurricane Katrina.
It is very nice because I am from South Mississippi, so it's always colder than what I'm used to. And it helps me also because I try to cook a lot for the people here, so having it comfortable in my apartment is important.
Hansen says the 9 apartments were in desperate need of new units.
What we've been doing is just maintaining our old units. Really, they're very inefficient. What we've been doing is kind of taking units apart and moving parts and trying to keep things going. It's kind of like using Band-Aids to keep everything functional. So this is, a big step forward for us.
Hansen says it's about being there for the residents.
It shows that we care, and that's what we're trying to do. We've been trying to do a whole variety of activities for the people that live here to show them through a whole host of different ways that we care about them and that their lives are very important.
Hansen says it's important to provide a caring atmosphere year-round, not just around the holidays. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.